Truth News Network. From sniffles to martial law, lockdowns without constitutional support, and the press continues to whip up the froth of fear. How do you remain calm? With the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan Newman.
Hello, everybody. Don't be fearful. We have all you need to hear in the way of truth and fiction. We draw the line between those, and we always tell you which is which and give you proof of what we're saying as being truthful. This is Truth News Network. I'm glad you joined us here today. Let them eat ice cream. Would you like to see and hear a stark contrast between elitism and Americanism? Take a listen to this audio file from a video of Nancy Pelosi in her palatial San Francisco home eating gourmet ice cream in a televised blip for a late-night television show. Listen to it.
We turn now to that $350 billion fund to help small businesses and its workers get through the shutdown.
It will be up to Congress to restock it.
But Democrats blocking that move this morning.
They asked for $250 billion in 48 hours. I said, well, I don't think so. They objected, and I congratulate the Senate Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi, what are you going to share with us from your home?
Chocolate candy.
Thousands have been forced to wait for hours at food banks all across the country.
This is...
oh my.
Chocolate, and then we have some other chocolate here. We just got to restock the ice cream.
You don't want to eat up everything all at one time.
I can't do it much longer. I'm trying so hard.
We're, shall we say, enjoying.
Having to admit that, yeah, we're starving, and
I like it better than anything else.
Taping this segment, there are 22 million people out of work.
This specific program is about stopping job losses today.
This is hurting people bad.
Other people in our family go for some other flavors, but...
right now, it's survival move. You don't know where that next something else is going to come from.
I don't know what I would have done if ice cream were not invented. I just wonder.
Elitism versus Americanism. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, just got back to Washington from her stately mansion overlooking the city of San Francisco. For her return, she didn't have to fight baggage check-in, security lines avoiding other travelers while waiting to board her flight. She also did not wonder who would be her seatmate. Why is that? Well, Nancy boarded her plane from a private terminal in San Francisco. Her plane is actually our plane, mine and yours. It's a military version of a Gulfstream G650. If you kind of wonder what that means, it's a luxury jet worth $65 million that seats up to 14 people with a full bathroom, a kitchen with all the amenities, including every food and beverage item any flyer could ever hope for, all at the expense of taxpayers. The ticket for that return flight to D.C., approximately $60,000, and you bought the ticket. While 22 million plus Americans have lost their jobs in the last 3 weeks, many of those who are fighting to find ways to continue to put food on their tables, like the people you heard talking in that ad, they're not just looking for food, they're trying to find money to pay rent, pay utility bills, while they're all the while dodging coronavirus. And while they're doing that, Nancy goo-goos over her stash of $15 per pint gourmet ice cream. Does anybody feel she may be a bit out of touch with the folks around America? Let's be honest today, folks. Many in Washington have long ago lost touch with Americans. Think about it. Thursday in the Senate, only six senators, six, appeared in the session in person to consider legislation to be debated and then were put forth for a vote. Six senators decided how Congress should spend a paltry $483 million taxpayer dollars. Six senators. Only one senator rose to speak from the floor during consideration of the new stimulus bill. That's Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah. And his speech wasn't about the pending legislation. It was to chastise his fellow senators who chose to sit at the House without performing their sworn duties in person in consideration of a nearly $500 billion spending bill. There's just something wrong with that. Not only is it wrong, but it's also certainly revealing. Put that in tandem with the video and the audio you heard above of Nancy sitting in front of her freezer full of a fortune of gourmet ice cream, flaunting it, how good it is, and how she would never make it in life if ice cream hadn't been invented. Wrap that in all this. While Nancy salivated over her ice cream, 23 million unemployed Americans not only couldn't buy expensive ice cream, they couldn't purchase milk for their babies, pay to keep their lights alone, along with water, and had to choose which night mom and dad would skip supper so the kids would have enough food to eat. I don't think it's Pelosi's responsibility that COVID-19 hit our nation when and how it did. I do think it's her responsibility and her lack of leadership that, in part, allowed it to impact us all the way that it has. Think about it. We know that COVID-19 attacked the world through China as early as November or early December last year. What in those months through the first week of February consumed the time of Speaker Pelosi and that of the majority of House members? Do you remember? It's a little thing called impeach Donald Trump. Did she just think that the virus was going to sit on the sidelines until Coach Nancy called it off the bench to get in the game? Speaker Pelosi is not the only member of Congress who has turned her back toward the American people. But there's no need to call names. We all know who the chief among them is. But it's not the right time to place blame. And that's directed primarily at Pelosi, Schiff, Schumer, Nadler, and the remainder of House and Senate Democrats in leadership. Neither side should point fingers. What should they do? They should set their shoulders to the plow and dig in to go about the people's business while ignoring as much as possible the distracting circumstances of COVID-19. Millions of everyday Americans are doing it because they have to. Why can't those in Congress do it? Many of our political leaders have in good faith publicly hailed those frontline healthcare workers and those law enforcement folks for the 24/7 jobs they've dutifully performed during the pandemic. Saying thank you is an admirable thing to do. But saying that while shirking or avoiding performing the job they committed to deliver in an oath of office is unforgivable. Any member of the House or Senate that feels any American should put themselves in harm's way to address the needs of other Americans at the hands of COVID-19, yet does not attend to the people's work in Congress, should give serious consideration to resigning. There is no pandemic excuse for missing work if you're a member of Congress. Do what those first responders in healthcare and all those in the critical jobs to keep as much of the economy as possible flowing do. You know, those in those essential jobs. Go to work. If you're in Congress and you don't want to perform your job or you cannot perform your job, consider resigning. Find a position that you can achieve regardless of extenuating circumstances that sometimes sneak up on all of us, not just you. You know, that coronavirus thing. Utah Senator Mike Lee listened to a portion of his Senate speech on the floor yesterday. This is what he said. Unlike millions of our constituents, members of Congress are still receiving paychecks. It's time for us to earn them. It's time to do our job. It's time to return to Washington and get to work, the Utah Republican said in his floor speech yesterday. We've seen members of the news media working overtime, even if, as the case for many of them, they do so only to blame all of this, somewhat unfairly in my opinion, on the President of the United States, the senator said. He continued, I understand that we're in unusual circumstances, but we can't let it happen this way again. This is unacceptable. That was 20 million lost jobs ago, he said, referring to the last day the Senate was in session, the end of March. There's more to do. There's a lot more than we have ever faced, Lee said. The health crisis is too big, and the challenges are too numerous, onerous, and complex. We can't just give those issues the attention that they deserve simply by sitting in our respective homes, Lee said. The American people need to know who is helping them, who is simply playing politics. We can't allow them to know that if we're not in session, he said. But we also have to be honest with ourselves and the country about the fact that we cannot afford to do this in perpetuity. Nor can we ignore the public health and safety risk that go along with keeping people locked inside their homes and not returning to work indefinitely, he said, adding that that could lead to suicide, depression, domestic violence, and drug and alcohol abuse. Lee said he doesn't know when the right time is to reopen Utah's economy, but those decisions should be left to state and local governments and not made in D.C. Brooklyn and Orem, Utah are very different communities. Every community across the country has its unique circumstances, he said. Meanwhile, it looks like Speaker Pelosi might have just enough gourmet ice cream to throw a party for her House Majority pals and invite New York Senator Chuck Schumer to the party. Unfortunately, there's not quite enough to go around to those 26 million Americans that are waiting for their ice cream after the dinner they're waiting for. It's sad, isn't it, folks? There's always somebody worse off than you. So don't ever feel like you're the lowest person on earth. You're not, I promise you. As bad as it may be, somebody's always got it worse. Thanks for being here today. We're pushing hard to get through this. And if we're going to get through it, folks, we got to do it together. We got to seek answers and share them with each other as we find them. We got to pray. I recommend that you spend a minute or two or 5 or 10 or 30 on your knees, or at least in contemplation and discussion with your God about, hey, what can I do? Is there a part in this actively that I can play? Is there a role I can play to help this thing get resolved and help my fellow Americans that are just like I am working their way through it? Maybe God give you an answer. Wouldn't that be wonderful if you heard from the creator of the world who said, hey, why don't you do this? Those kind of things happen, folks. They really do. Listen, as we head into the weekend, plan on having a good one. Plan on having a great one. Spend some time as much as you can in person or on FaceTime or however you can do it, Zoom or whatever app you have that will work. But spend time with your family. Also, hook up with your friends this weekend that you've been away from during this COVID-19 pandemic. Don't let your relationships fall apart because of this. Don't let this break up your family. Don't let it break up your marriage. Don't let it mess with the relationship you have with your kids. Communication is key. Keep the lines of communication open. And you know what? We're going to do that right here, us and you. So join us through the weekend. Saturday, we've got our bullet points. We may have a little extra added feature that we're going to throw in there. You don't want to miss it. When you get up tomorrow morning, grab a cup of coffee and go sit down at the computer or your smartphone and listen in. We've got something special to talk to you about. Until then, folks, don't forget, 9 o'clock this morning, 9 to 11, we're right back here at TNN Live. A new little feature added on the top of your story. When you load the day's story on your smartphone, up at the top, there'll be that Listen Live button to click. And also, our toll-free number there, in case you've forgotten it. On your computer, it'll still be up at the top right side where that button is already. But we want to make sure you know and know it's easy to join us between 9 and 11 every Monday through Friday for live talk. We go into detail about the things you hear us tell, the little short versions of, like we're doing right now every morning when we release a story and podcast. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. I'll see you at 9 o'clock this morning. And if you miss me, I'll miss you. But let's get back together on the weekend right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Your daily dose of the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.